favorite network is more powerful than a locomotive.
Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
what in the ham sandwich?
We sorry in advance, though. Letting y'all know. Don't take it personal. It's just business.
This is what I want to say to them, Cap. They gave me a new era tight fit.
There you go.
Not that old flex fit. You know what I'm saying?
One size fit all fit.
And the shorty go up to the altar doing the hunk of buck. But it looked more like a pole and lap dance.
There you go.
She might be a church sniper.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Don't jump me to death.
Don't jump me.
And we praying for you, B.
We praying for you,
man. But you dead wrong, man.
You dead wrong.
We don't shoot no hot ones on the show.
Nah.
We got to call a spade, man.
Yeah.
What in the hell?
Yeah.
What it do?
Yeah. It's the Ham Sandwich Show with the kid Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy St. Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy. Holla at your man.
That's right. It is the One Ham Sandwich crew, the team, the original, never duplicated, never gonna. You know what I'm saying? Cut through all the fat, give you the facts. Not for the boring, only for the daring, only for the daring, not for the boring. No ham work, no jaw work, no dolphin talking, no blue blue. You know what I'm saying? No Popeye talking, no spinach talking, no olive oil. You know what I'm saying?
No blimpy,
no wimpy. No blimpies. No wimpy, no fat burgers. You know what I'm saying? No fat backs.
No fat backs.
You know what I'm saying? No fat back snacks. Yo, it's the kid Sean Slaughter, just rhyming on the beat, and the beat is so sweet, so you go to beat your feet. When I come through right now, I'm not eating meat. Yes, we coming through, and you know we're so sweet. It's cold right now, I wish I had heat, and you know how we do, just hit me on the tweet, the Twitter. I come through, you need a babysitter. When I come through, you know they call me a go-getter, cause I go get it. Ham Sandwich Show, when we coming through, we knock you out, Chronicles of Riddick. Yes, I'm in the Bible, and yes, I got rivals. You don't know me, then it's so suicidal. Title, the show, you know we got the flow. Rain like snow, snow like flow, blow like oh. Run the track, me like my name was Flo Jo. Hair in the air and it's lying, you're dying. I'm so death-defying, why you cats be lying? Watch the Ham Sandwich Show, now your cats crying. Everybody looking like they wanna come sighing. Yes, how we do, coming through, and I'm not blue. I be coming through with the one and the two and the tree and the bar. Oh, open the door. Everybody wanna come through and want more. Come through the Ham Sandwich Show, here's the store. Buy all the trinkets and buy all the bubblegum. When we coming through, we pop you up just like bubble yum. And the freestyle crazy. Yes, you know how we do the style so lazy. No, you couldn't faze me. I'm not Dave Chappelle, so all your cats just can't daze me. Ha, if you ever seen the movie, I be coming through because my style so groove me. Yes, I like the Ham Sandwich Show because it soothes me. And all your other shows just don't move me. Cook Dog and True, you know how we do. Everybody who, where you fly to, I mean where you flew to. That's Jamaican, why your cat faking? I be coming through, Ashalama Lock Lakin. Everybody wanna come through and eat bacon. Pork, yes we do, I'm from New York. It's all good and I rap all sorts of styles and ways. I feels like so sweet right now cause my style's so ray. Hey, everybody just start to wave. But I'm not Jay-Z, but you better pay me. When I come through rocking like a little baby. Everybody wanna come through and try to fade me, just like I'm in the barber shop. Everybody wanna come through and stop and put your hands to the air to Jesus the Christ. Everybody wanna know that he's so nice. Everybody itching their hair like it got lice. I love Lord and he loves me thrice. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. When I come through, I spread it on like some toast. But everybody wanna see me most. Gotta, yes, the rhyme style's on gutter. I be making words up, I can rhyme on for days. It's all good, I come through and hit it like Willie Mays. But I'm not the Days of Thunder, what the bumba? I be coming through and cut the beat down like lumber. Like Paul Bunyan, I'm stunting. And everybody, when your style stinks like an onion. When I come from in, yes, I be dumbing. Everybody come through, you get that butt sunning. And daughter, everybody wanna see me, call me Sean Slaughter. I be coming through, I flip your style like a quarter. Nickel, dime. Everybody wanna come and see me, rhyme. It's all good, I think right now it's cookies.
time to pick up the mic and just drop a line. I got a style that's so hot right now, and you don't even know when I drop right now. So stop right now, cause your style's so whack and mine is hot. And I don't mean that, I don't mean the pride stuff. When we coming through, you know I like the sly stuff. I wish I could stop rhyming, but it feels so good. Oh, I'll be all up in your hood. Whoa, everybody coming through, trying to good. Yes, that's my tongue rap. Everybody wanna come through and tongue that, but you can't even though I'm sprung like a bat. Let me check my hat. Here's a fitted cap. Pass it on back.
Off the chain.
Sorry, dog. I just fell in it.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you say you wanna go true?
No.
Hey. You say you wanna go?
Yeah. Let me go.
M-A-D.
Let me go.
G-B-D-O.
I'm tired of this.
Tired of
it. It's time to go. Listen up.
Yabba-do.
Hey, it's your boy on the microphone. It's your boy looking like Jerome. It's your boy. Everybody love what I do, boy. Hello, kid. You need to get a bathroom. Your brush stinks, smell like boot boot. Your nose running. Strip your nose up. Get that belt. Back you out. But don't you know, your mama need to lose some weight. She bigger than a hungry hippo. I said, stop. Eat so much. She said, I can't help it. You need to go, bro. But hey, your daddy big too. When they get together, they look like sumo. Wrestlers, break the bed. Everybody know, bed and wear. Hey, they went to buffet. They pay six times to eat a buffet. Man say, get out, man. You eat too much. I'm fed up with your guy. But hey, you're big, you're fat. You look like you don't know. You're like a rat. You're so fat, you roll over a dollar. Made four quarters, bet they said. Hey, you jumped in the ocean. You're so dirty, left a ring round an ocean. But don't you know, you need to stop it. You're so ugly, you got fed with a slingshot. But don't you know, the doctor smacked everybody because you're ugly. You need to stop. You know what ugly stand for? You gotta love yourself, ho. There you go, bo. Hey, it's time to go. Cook dog, I'm sorry. I love you. I'm saved.
Oh,
about
time,
filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. But hey, I'm sorry, bro. Don't take it personal. It's just business.
It is the What in the Ham Sandwich Show.
What?
The mic got low?
Yeah.
I don't know. You got the screen, though. We back in the block, man. You know what it is. It is that hamster. That Ham Sandwich Show. I don't know. I was just feeling the freestyle today. I was feeling a little froggy. You know what I'm saying? Feeling a little good. Feeling a little good. You know what I'm saying? And cut to the fact, give you facts. We told you all that. 757-325-9493 is the ham hotline. TheHamSandwichShow.com is the website.
Site web.
HamShow.tv is the TV site. You know what I'm saying? For all those that are looking on JCTV for Our Life Is a Show, it's not up. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute.
You know what I'm saying? I wish. This is embarrassing. This mic is backwards. I really wish.
I was wondering why. Okay, yeah, there it is. Nice.
I really wish that y'all would listen to the instructions that we give. You know what I'm saying? Because I chose y'all.
Is that
I chose y'all cats.
I chose y'all.
That the show is coming. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
We chose y'all.
We just finished wrapping up all the, recording and things. And so it's got to get, chopped up and all that. And so it's on its way. So some of y'all asking, like, where's the show? Being edited. That's where it's at. So
on the editor's desk.
It's on the cutting desk. So just wait. And it's coming, man. It's going to be nice. It's the Ham Sandwich Show on TBN.
Basically.
Real talk. It's called Life Is with Sean Slaughter, but it's the Ham Sandwich Show. I can't believe that they let us do that, yo.
I ain't lying.
I'm galored.
You know what I'm saying? Flea galored.
Yeah.
Fully galored.
I'm galored.
Let's do a little ham
news. Okay, we got some good ham news for y'all today.
solid ham news.
Halle Berry is not interested in playing Aretha Franklin in her biopic.
Embarrassing.
Why?
Okay.
Well, first of all,
she can't sing.
That's number one.
That's A.
You know what I'm saying? No, Roman number two.
Roman number.
Aretha Franklin should not have picked. Aretha Franklin was Harry Bailey's size when she was 3 years old.
That's true. You know,
she was thin before.
That's true.
But she was like Jennifer Hudson.
But she was
thin.
Thick. I mean, yeah. She was in, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Halle Berry said, I am moved and flattered by her wanting me to portray her in her movie. However, I am not sure I am the right pick. I would not do Aretha Franklin any justice. I cannot hold a tune. That's a nice way to say it. Aretha, come on now, really? Really, Aretha? Come on now. Halle Berry.
Get your things together.
Come on, what we
All right. Sergeant Shriver is dead at the age of 35. Sergeant Shriver is the founder of the Peace Corps, and his wife is actually the founder of the Special Olympics. He is the father of Maria Shriver, who was married to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right.
Okay.
He was married to Eunice Kennedy, who was the sister of JFK, Robert, and Ted Kennedy.
Okay.
He died at age 95.
That's what it is.
Interesting story. Accidental shooting in California. A student brought a gun to school, and when he got to class to set the he had it in his book bag.
Right.
He got to class, set the book bag on the desk, and the gun went off. And it shot a student in the head and another one in the neck.
Dummy.
Accidental shooting. So he was arrested, but
you are so dumb.
You are really dumb. For real. So one student who got shot in the head, he's in critical condition. The other one is also in severe condition.
I hope he don't die.
And what is he bringing the gun to school for? Trying to prove that he hard?
Embarrassing.
That he hoard?
This is a special story out of South Carolina. A 14-year-old boy who received a rifle for his birthday in September took the rifle and killed his father, who bought the rifle for him.
Are you serious?
Killed his great aunt, who was 83, and shot his grandmother, who was 80.
What?
Yeah. Then he called the police. This is from South Carolina. Then he called
how old was the kid?
He's 14. Black kid.
Bucked his father?
Excuse me. He's white. Sorry.
He bucked his father?
He killed his father.
And who else?
He killed his great aunt, who's 83.
And
killed his
grandmother.
No, his grandmother, he shot her, but she's still alive. She's in critical condition.
Why he said he did it?
He has no reason why. He shot them. He called the police and told them what he did and told them that he would put the gun on the kitchen table. And when they came, he would come out with his hands up. And that's exactly what he did. Came out with his hands up. And he has not given them a reason why he has done this.
He must be mentally disturbed.
Yeah, he mentally.
Has to be.
You, sir, and finally,
and finally, you all know that Steve Jobs has taken medical leave.
Yeah, my dog.
You know, in the past, you know, he's a cancer survivor, and he also had a liver transplant. Okay. So he's taking medical leave, and they're kind of saying that the Apple stock is going to drop, being that he's gone, because basically he was the brain of
the iPad, the iPod, MacBook.
Yeah, he was the brain. So a lot of people saying the investors are going to pull out.
You know what I'm saying?
And he's leaving Tim Cook, the COO, in charge, and he will be back hopefully at the end of June of 2011.
He will soon, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Get well, charge to the game.
You know what I'm saying? Appreciate all the Apple products, dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. You know that is it for Ham News.
Miss you, dog.
Miss you, doggy.
You know what I'm saying? So, that's what it is for Ham News. Let's take a quick break, and we're going to come back. One glove.
Cause it keeps me indoors, and I keep getting dark clouds when I wanna see the sunshine. But it's okay, everything's gonna be alright one day, because even when the rain falls down on my head and when the tears fall down and flood my room, I will keep moving. find a job and it ain't funny. I'm having second thoughts about the plans you have for me. Can you reassure me that you're gonna restore me? If you provide for the birds and the bees, then you're more than able to provide for me. Is what I'm gonna do. I'ma keep praising, keep the fire blazing, even when the rain falls down on my head. With diamond filled with gold, but it's not my home. It's just a test in the college of disaster. And now I do my best to bring the glory to my master. Cause every day it's the same old thing. They never try, but it just won't win. And ain't no stopping me when I am in my zone, moving forward to my home. Cause even when the rain falls down on my head, and when the tears fall down and flood my room, I will keep.
The What in the Ham Sandwich Show, welcome back.
We are back, guys.
Back on the block.
Back.
And I'm getting a little toasty right now.
A little toasty with a little bit of salt.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks in a row that we've had a glitch. If you're watching the Ham TV. So I'm a little salty right now. I felt a little unchristian right now.
Don't lose your soul, son.
You know what I mean? So, if I say some things, you know what I'm saying? Charge to my head, not to
yourself
my heart.
Together. Just up together.
Charge to my head, not to my heart. You know what I'm saying? That's what people say when they want to curse and stuff.
Yeah.
Today's show is called God Love Me, So I'm Saved. Right? Today's show is called. And, this, you know, this idea of the show came from our researcher, big shout out, we call her the research princess, Kimberly Jones, and the conversation I had with my wife today had nothing to do with what we're talking about, but kind of combined these two topics together. And the topic is really good, simply because I think that, you know, one thing you always hear from people, and I'm getting a little tired of hearing this. Getting a little tired of hearing this from people. Don't judge me. You ain't got no right to judge me.
You only ain't my judge.
Only God can judge me.
Tabor.
Don't judge me. You know what I'm saying? And you know, a lot of people, especially you'll see it a lot in superstars today.
Yeah.
You know, before Beyonce does a show, she prays.
Right.
Surprisingly, before a lot of people do shows, they pray.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
You know what I'm saying? In Jesus' name. I forget what show I was watching, but it was I think it was like Katy Perry or something. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, her breast halfway out. You know what I'm saying? She about one bounce away from full nippage. And I think they backstage or whatever, and they prayed. She in her Wonder Woman outfit, and you know what I'm saying? They prayed to the Lord in Jesus' name that they would have a good show.
And if you went to these people, one of the things that they would say to you is all that right. God is love.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
God loves everybody.
God loves everybody.
You know what I'm saying? And the Bible.
Mm. Come on.
The B-I-B-L-E.
The Bible.
The B-I-B-L-E.
You know what I'm saying? The B-I-B-L-E.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The Bible has a scripture, maybe some of y'all have heard it before, but it's called John 3:16.
That's okay. What it's called.
Okay.
And John 3:16 basically says, For God
so loved
the world.
The world.
That he gave his only begotten son.
Come on, preacher.
That whosoever believes in him.
Whosoever.
Whosoever him, let him come.
Shall not perish.
Whosoever let come.
But have everlasting life.
Everlasting.
And so in that scripture right there, they're right in a sense.
Okay.
Because the Bible says, for God so loved the world. Mm-hmm. God loves people.
That's right.
God loves the world of people.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's a very, very correct statement that they saw, that they say.
That's right.
Does that mean they saved? We'll get to that a little later on in the show. In the sheezy. Another thing that the Bible talks about is loving God and loving people.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And as a matter of fact, Jesus took the two commandments. Took all the commandments. The Ten Commandments. And he took these two commandments and basically hung all the commandments on these two.
Okay.
He said, if you love God and if you love people,
okay,
you'll take care of everything else.
That's right.
That's right.
Everything else falls under them too.
Everything else falls under them too. Thou shalt not steal.
That's right.
You won't steal because you love people.
Right. Thou shalt not kill.
You won't kill because you love God and love people.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Yeah.
Love God, love people. You know what I'm saying? You won't worship any idols because you love God. Won't put no false idols before him because you love God.
That's right. Fornication for marriage is a sin.
All that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know, all the commandments are obeyed if you love God and love people. So again, and not to pick on Beyonce, but the Beyoncés of the world that say God loves people, you know what I'm saying? It's very correct.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Even the Bible, the B-I-B-I-L-L-E,
yeah, right.
The Bible,
the Bible,
even says to love your enemy. You know what I'm saying? And it says that, you know, if you get smacked, you know, 77 times, and this, you know what I'm saying? He says, you know, turn the other cheek, or if your brother offends you 77 times, you know, well, do it 77 times 70 or
right.
or whatever. Or basically what he's saying is that have mercy.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? On your brother.
That's right.
Don't mean to be a punk.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? But give him mercy. Give him the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
And so, again, those who say, I love God. God's love is unconditional.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? God's love.
What he said.
Has no conditions on it.
That's right.
And I think that's what people don't understand. People don't understand today. People don't understand unconditional love.
Right. Because our love is based on conditions.
Right.
I love you if you're skinny. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I love you if you're fat.
You know what I'm saying? I love you if you're fat. You know what I'm saying? I love you if you got a nice car.
That's right. Mm-hmm. If you got money.
If you got that
looks.
Dough. You know what I'm saying?
You got that body.
You know what I'm saying? You got that
Coca-Cola shape.
You know what I'm saying? You got that pow, pow, pow.
If you're not a twerking, it ain't working.
You know what I'm saying?
All day.
I love you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I love you if you do what I say.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And don't say what I do. Do what I say, but don't say what I do.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Those are conditions. When you was in school, they had a thing called if then.
Mm-hmm.
Take you back to grammar. These are called conditional statements. A conditional statement is a statement that starts with if and has then in the middle. So if you give me a soda, then I'll give you a soda.
That's right.
If you give me a bottle of water, then I'll give you a quarter. You know what I'm saying? If you give me this, then I'll give you that. That's what a conditional statement is. It's an if then statement.
That's right.
An unconditional statement says, I'll give you this, period.
Period. Right.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Nothing else after that.
There's nothing else.
No matter the cost.
No matter the cost to be the boss.
That's right.
And so we've kind of established that God loves all people, that his love is unconditional towards people. In general, we ain't say Christians. We said people, sinners and saints.
That's right.
He loves people. You know what I'm saying? He cares about people. The person that you hate, he cares about them. The murderer, he cares about that person.
Yeah, right. You're right. You're right.
Because we are all his sons and his daughters. And if God has, and I think this was so crazy. We want to receive God's unconditional love for ourselves, for the person that killed 10 people, including 5 babies. We don't want to receive God's unconditional love for him.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
And so we hear that he got saved on death row.
We want to hear that.
That's a bunch of.
That's no such thing. The only reason why he doing that is because he's up in there and he's scared.
He's locked up. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to hear. And it's hard. It's hard to hear some convicted mass murderer talking about how Charles Manson found Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard to hear some convicted mass murderer found Jesus.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Or forget even finding Jesus. It's hard to think that God loves that person.
That's right.
Right. Unconditionally.
With no conditions.
None.
Despite.
Because what we say is, and it's true, no matter what we've done. So that's whether you stole a piece of bubble gum, you know what I mean? Or you shot up 14 cops.
You done set it off.
No matter what we've done. You know what I'm saying? But there's a little wrinkle to that.
A little crinkle.
There's a little wrinkle to that.
Okay.
And we're going to get to that wrinkle.
When we come back.
Y'all know how it is.
Right. Yowzer.
Ham sandwich show.
Hey, yo, $1 million rap without Christ, you get your face broke. You ain't ready to burn to hell, just like Judas with the price. Peter, you Christ, the blood gets your life. Full throttle, exploit out the top, just like soda bottles. You can't compare, Lord of the air, he hates you. Lion looking to capture, high leg bone fracture. I dissipate, John 3:30, word of God illuminates. My segments, beat the testaments. Jesus' death, burial, resurrection. My sound wave splits fractions, it's on, travel through time, I spit songs, power of the palm. You keep playing with sin, son, but you still look warm. Soul Avenger, blood of Christ, flow to anger. You can catch me after work at the altar. Throne of God, I'm in his presence, a kind of glory like what? Knees to the ground, hands up. Yo, bishop, I got my cup. I stay stuck, blessings from above. I got to show love, he's gentle as a dove.
He's gentle as a dove. Gentle as a dove, complicated what we make it like an algebra equation, but as simple as a mug. My pencil has to rub on this paper to inspire a generation that be chasing their mental when they grew up. Broken love, broken fellowships, and broken hugs. Incredible hulking for the hustle on the run. The green's what they steam, so they mean it when they fiending, when they teaming up and hustle for the scraps so they could grub. Perhaps and take a flood. I rap and I don't judge. I laugh and I don't budge if they're asking me to run. Heaven zeal, seventh seal, inside, hope and love. Jesus Christ will leave the heart as heart. Broken like some mud. Some be feeling naked, kinda hectic, feel the breeze beneath the knees. Redirected, cause your body cold enough. Better yet, should I stay close enough to the Lord who put some clothes upon your back. A better fit like winter, cause medicine is loving us. Keep you warming up in colder times. Behind the lines, you'd be surprised how many rolling bloods. I was there, it was forgiveness given from the Lord above. It don't surprise me that the Ten Commandments point to love. Let's get it done, let's live in love. Forget the grudge, seven seal and sigh up in his cut.
It's the What in the Ham Sandwich Show, and
we're back.
For all those watching by TV, I'm about to smash something.
We're about to break something.
We're about to have some technical difficulty. I guess after 175 shows, something got to go wrong.
Something got to go wrong.
Golly.
Say devil!
I'm warm.
Let us pray.
So,
Father God.
Touch the software. And so, anyway, like we were saying, God loves everybody.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But that doesn't mean you're saved.
That's not what it means.
See, I love my kids. I have two little babies.
Two little beautiful babies.
Two little squirts.
Beautiful baby.
Jazz and Lyric, 4 and 7. You know what I'm saying? And I love them, but I don't like everything they do.
Right, right.
I don't approve of everything they do. Like yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
Example. Case in point.
You know what I'm saying? I don't like telling you to do something more than 3 times. I really don't like telling you to do something more than 1 time. And so, you know, we the type of parents where we play with our kids, we have fun with them. We probably play a little too much with them, but we like to have fun with them, let them have fun. But just because we having fun together, you know what I'm saying, don't mean you can violate.
That's right.
Right.
That's
right.
That's,
right.
That's their rules.
That's right.
Right, right.
And so they in the room and whatever, whatever. And, you know what I'm saying, within a span of probably about 45 minutes, I had told them to do something, and they ignored me like 3-4 times on it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And then I told them to do something else, and they didn't listen. It was kind of going on throughout the day. And my wife told them to do something. They just ignored it. Ha, 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 look at this. Ha, ha. Hey, Lyric, go pick this up. Okay. Yes, look at this. Ha, 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 ha. You know what I'm saying? And so finally, you know what I'm saying, I told him to do something.
Right.
I said, hey, yo, we're going to read a story tonight. Go get your, because we do characters. We read stories at night. So go get your character. When they got the character, they came back playing around. And when kids are tired, they just get real annoying.
Yes.
So I said, look, go get in your bed. I'm coming. So they just totally ignored that. Like I didn't even say nothing. I stepped up. I walked to the closet.
Right.
They already knew what was happening.
Is that right?
Pew!
Oh, he saw in his little feet.
Was just about to get beat.
Pew! And I went. I got the strap. They was in the bed. It was good because I popped them both together. Popped them like 2 francs in a pack. You know what I'm saying?
And game over.
Game over. No story, no nothing.
Set match.
You know what I'm saying?
40 love.
You can eat tears for sleep. You know what I'm saying? And they went to sleep. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, how come mom, when you beat your kids, they go straight to sleep, yo?
Already tired.
That was crazy.
And you know, crying makes you tired.
Yeah. So why do we beat them if they tired? That's why they bad.
Nah, they was bad through the whole day.
Oh, you just got tired.
It was a boiling point.
Okay.
It take a lot for me to actually beat my kids.
Okay.
It do take a lot. I don't,
we mean spank. We don't mean beat.
Yeah, we mean spank.
Come on now.
Yeah,
right.
We don't want you to call social service.
For all y'all that don't discipline your kids.
That's,
you know what I'm
right.
saying? We mean spank. You know what I'm saying?
We mean spank.
How black people talk.
Yeah.
And so, it was funny about it was my 4-year-old was crying. My 7-year-old didn't even cry. She ate them joints. Like ate them joints like Tyson. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm getting 10 mil anyway. I might as well just eat me a couple of punches.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? She ate three hard licks.
Man.
You know what I mean? And so.
And didn't even cry a tear.
Nah, she getting to that age. Because when I left the room, she was like, Jazz, be quiet. You know what I'm saying?
He's gonna come back.
So she didn't cry her last tear. It's gonna be all right.
I love my kids, but I don't approve of what they do.
Right.
Well, God actually has set up a system where he loves his kids, but there's this little thing called sin.
Right.
And yes, God loves sinners, and yes, God loves saints.
Right.
But sin is something that separates us from God.
That's right.
This is the key phrase. You know what I'm saying? You can love somebody living in New York and they be in California.
Mm.
And what God wants to do is, God wants his love for you to, if God lived in New York and you lived in California, God wants his love to make you move to New York so that you can room together with him.
Right.
He wants y'all to live as a family.
Right.
But we know we got family members that we got love from afar.
That's right.
Family members that we love, but we don't want them in our house.
Yeah, right.
We don't like dealing with them.
Facebook them.
You know what I'm saying? They get that once every 3 month call. What's good? Right. How's it going? Everything going?
How you doing?
That's what's up. Well, that's what. All right. Keep up.
All right, it's been real.
You know
so you've been 90.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? See another 90. Another 90 days.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're the 90-day call plan. You know what I'm saying? Just because you love somebody doesn't mean you have a relationship with them.
Come on, boy.
There are people that have been raised and their mother, let's say, was on alcohol or drugs, and let's say their mother did the best they can, but you know what I'm saying? They just can't deal with their mother. And so they love them from afar, but Ma just can't live with you. Or Ma, you got to clean your way. I just can't be around you. Dad, I love you, but I don't like your actions.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Son, I love you, but you know, that's parents that their kids get locked up and they'll leave them in jail. Yep.
That's right.
And they'll say, son, daughter, I love you. And because I love you, you need this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I think what we believe is that we think that just because we have love, that we get all happiness and no pain. I don't want to say all good and no bad. I want to say all happiness and no pain. But my daughters got disciplined because I love them.
Right.
Because I know kids, because I teach teens all the time, I know kids who rebel. I know a kid right now who's locked up, been in out of jail since he was 14 years old. And the reason he's locked up is because his mother paid more attention to the church kids, particularly to the pastor's kids, than her own kids.
That's right.
And because he was looking for attention, he goes out and he wilds out.
Right.
He can have friends over anytime he wants to. He could do whatever he wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? And what did it land him? It landed him in jail. So that wasn't real love.
Right.
If his mother really loved him, she would have disciplined him. She would have gave him rules. That's she would have right. so and so forth. Because as a kid and a child, you are immature.
That's right. And the thing is, parents need to really stop trying to be their kids' friends. Trying to have the name, your parent is the coolest parent. You know what I'm saying? You know, even me growing up, I pretty much did whatever I wanted to do. Stay out, spend the night out, you know, have people in the house. It didn't matter. I pretty much did what I wanted to do. And parents think, you know, my kids are going to like me better if I let them do what they want to do. But, you know, in all reality, teens, not only do they need rules, they want rules. They want you to tell them what they can and can't do. And they might throw you some attitude, but they want that because they know that if you're taking the time out to set rules, that you love them. You know what I'm saying? But by you saying, go ahead, do what you want to do, and not asking them where they at, they get suspended. You don't ask no questions about nothing. That's a problem. That's not showing your child love.
Another thing is, this, and y'all got to get this through your thick brain.
Right.
Your kids is not your friend.
That's right.
You are the mother and father,
the authority of them,
just like the Bible said, he is your father.
Yep.
He's not your friend. He's your father.
Well,
you know what I'm saying,
right? I'm totally with you.
He can chastise you when you're wrong.
Well, let's go to that.
Right.
Because you know what I'm saying, I'm a friend of God. Yes.
Yes.
You are a friend of God.
That's right.
Yes, you are. But he ain't your friend like your boy. Your friend.
That's right.
Right.
Because you tell your boy, hey, yo, I just stole $5. Your boy may be like, yo, dog.
Break me off a piece.
You break me off, son. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, that Kit Kat bar.
Nah, he ain't that kind of friend. He'll be friendly to you, but he's your authority. You know what I'm saying? And just like True said, just because you're friends, you know what I'm saying, doesn't necessarily mean... See, you're the manager.
That's right.
Over your children. Because God's children, because these children are really not yours.
That's right. That's right.
You've had the privilege of raising them and having them look like you and managing them.
That's right.
But at the end of the day, you're responsible for at least their upbringing.
At least.
You know what I'm saying? Here's another thing.
Wow. You just hit something. So does that mean that the pastor is just the shepherd over the flock?
Well, sir.
Which makes him the manager over his employees?
Well, sir. All day.
And when you mislead your employees,
well, sir,
or mislead your flock,
the owner don't like that.
The owner don't like it, and you could be fired.
You could be fired or fined.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Also, God's love does not mean you're going to heaven.
Ooh.
All these secular songs talking about going to heaven. Is there a ghetto in heaven? Oh, you know what? Biggie wrote a song.
Is there a heaven for a gangster?
Yep, Tupac. Biggie wrote a real song.
Right.
He said, when I die, F it, I want to go to hell. You know what I'm saying? I like smoking blunts and I don't want to hang with the goody-goodies. That's one of the realest songs ever. Because the reality is, if you didn't want to do what God wanted you to do on earth, then why in the world would you want to go spend with somebody that you don't even like?
Exactly.
That's right.
Who you've never obeyed, who you only disrespected and disregarded.
But you want to go live with him forever and worship him?
Mm.
Biggie kept it real. He said, look, I want to go. I'm going to hell. And that's where he got Timberland boots on fire right
now. With his tube socks.
You know what I'm saying? And here's the other thing about, you know, God loves me, so I'm saved. Here's the thing about it. Yes, God loves you, but it doesn't mean you're saved. God loves and God hates. Mm. We don't want to hear this.
Nah.
We don't want to hear this. I'm gonna bring it up for the Thunamauer, but they are set. It's mentioned twice. Once in, I think both in Proverbs. I think either in Proverbs and in Psalms. But it's in the Old Testament. And there are seven things that God hates.
That's right.
The Bible says he hates. He says it's abominable to him.
That's right. That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And so, yes, God is love, but don't create God to be what you want him to be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The wonderful thing about God is that when we surrender ourselves to God, we experience the fullness of his love. But if you do not surrender yourself fully to God, and we're going to talk about what that means, it's not going to be all groovy
and gravy
like you think. You know what I'm saying? Like you can do whatever you want to do. It don't go down like that, cousin.
Cousin Luke.
You know what I'm saying? And so what we're going to do is we're going to take a break and come back with a Thunamauer, and we're going to help y'all.
We're going to help y'all.
Get saved.
We're going to help y'all.
All right? So get saved. So sit back. Eat some popcorn. You know what I'm saying?
Eat some JuJu's.
Eat a couple of JuJu's.
Go take that number two deuce deuce.
It don't really work that way. It don't really work that way. Somebody's gonna have to pay and give back everything you ever took away. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus, but watch out for the Venus flytrap. I'm not talking about Venus or Serena. There's a girl out there, I know you seen her. You saw her with guys who mistreat her. She caught your eye at the theater, thinking what happened to Benita. Apple bum at the club with the apple bottom, but you can't stop staring. Do you have a problem? Thinking like she's so trashy, speaks unclassy and likes to get nasty. Yeah, she's so easy to judge. You can tell by her face she don't believe in love no more. You don't gotta buy that girl a ring. Just tell her that she's pretty and ask for that thing. You wanna kick it with her, then slide out. Wait a couple days, you gon' find out. It don't really work that way. It don't really work that way. Somebody's gon' have to pay. And give back everything you ever took away. It don't really work that way. It don't really work that way. Somebody's gonna have to pay. And give back everything you ever took away. They call a devil in a red dress. Make a blue collar man spend all of his check. Walk by, got every man turning his neck. So fly, but on the inside, she's a beautiful mess. Much too complex. Hypnotized with her hips and thighs. Got you in a hex, saying who got next. They say love is blind, but so is lust. We represent our weakness like gang signs and throw it up. For you, it's just a fantasy inside of your mind. But for her, it's like deja vu, press and rewind. Cause every time she meets a guy, it might be a type. They tell lies, buy things, and try to spend a night. It's been that way since she hit 13. Now she's 26 and all caught up in the scene. Wishing a man would treat her like a queen, but they tell her quit chasing a dream. It don't really work that way. It don't really work that way. Somebody's gonna have to pay back. And give back everything you ever took away. It don't really work that way. It don't really work that way. Somebody's gonna have to pay back. And give back everything you ever took away. So many nicknames, none of them are compliments. So many boyfriends, none of them are prospects. Say a prayer for the secret mistress, cause she'll be alone on Christmas. All the part-time lovers get back with their wives again. Take them out to dinner, serenaded with violence. The number got erased from the cell phone, like she never existed. And he figured that his family will never know. He could move on, pretend like it never happened. But when he closes his eyes, he can still see the satin red ribbon she would tickle his face with. And he's not sure how much longer he can fake this. Losing sleep, afraid he might lose respect. How can he avoid the conflict of a gruesome? And he knows his time is running out. He's just hoping that nobody finds out. Oh. Everything done in the darkness will eventually be revealed to the light. The light will be revealed to the light. Everything done in the darkness will eventually be revealed to the light. The light will be revealed to the light.
It is the What in the Ham Sandwich Show. Sean Slaughter, Cook Dog, True Asia. If you want to call in, number is 757-325-9493.
Listen, people. This is very important.
Very, very sklimportant. You know what I'm saying?
God can bring wrath.
You know what I'm saying? And these, and this is what we're talking about. God loves me.
That's right.
So I'm saved.
That's right.
Right?
No. It don't work like it don't work that
no.
way. You know what I'm saying? And the last thing that we were talking about was God loves, but God also hates.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, there are, if you are go on your Google, there are 43 things that God hates.
43.
Charmers, wizards, witches, enchanters, the hire of a whore, the remarriage to a former wife, dishonest scales, workers of iniquity, homosexual acts, bestiality, those who love violence, the froward, the proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart. I mean, there's 43 things that...
It's a lot.
That there's hate in front of those words.
That's
right. You know what I'm saying? Proverbs 6 says, these are six things the Lord hates. No, seven things he detests. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue. Hands that kill the innocent, a heart that plots evil, feet that race to do wrong, a false witness who pours out lies, a person who sows discord in a family. These are things that God hates. God is love.
Yes.
But God hates. And the things that God hates, we should hate. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes down to the skinny, you're saying, okay, Sean, so God loves me, but that don't mean I'm saved. That don't mean I'm going to heaven. That means God hates. That means God can actually love me, but hate the things that I do.
That's right.
Right. Not hate you.
Not hate you.
Can I drop a bomb?
You know what I'm saying? And things you do are detestable to him.
Drop a bomb over Baghdad.
Go ahead.
God does love everybody.
Yes, he does.
Because his grace is sufficient.
Yes.
Which means if he didn't love you, once you sin, he could strike you dead right there.
All day.
But he give grace.
And mercy.
So, and mercy. So when you do sin, he still gives you chances over and over. But some people take advantage
of that.
Of that. And they sin over and over and over and over and over again.
All day.
And just like a parent who loves you.
That's right.
You're going to get beat over.
That's the chest.
That's right.
And here's the reality. What does that grace mean?
Yep.
Does that mean I can sin it and God, it, just like Cook said, does that grace mean that I can sin it and I'm saved? No. It means that you can sin and God don't kill you.
There you go.
That's what the grace means.
That's what it means.
You know what I'm saying? It means that you sin and God doesn't curse you.
That's right.
So a lot of people say, well, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to do this until God stop me. You know what I'm saying? God not necessarily going to stop you. But he's put some laws that have set up that say, if you do this, this will happen.
That's right.
And if you do this, this will happen.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? These are things that just automatically just come about.
That's right.
And so you'll end up living in a curse. You'll end up living in hell. You know what I'm saying? On earth.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You'll end up, he might not strike you dead, but you sure gonna feel like you were.
That's right.
You gonna wish you were.
He will put you in a bottomless pit.
In a bottomless pit, boy.
You don't. Let me tell you something.
Pick your butt up.
I'd rather be chastised by my parents than God.
Well, sir.
Now, if God chastised you,
you don't want that.
You don't want that.
You don't want that.
You don't want thong.
You don't want thong.
That's one thing you don't want.
So, what is real salvation? Mm. Real salvation is summed up in one word.
Mm-hmm. Sum it up.
Jesus.
Jesus.
See, we love saying God loves me.
Right.
Steve Harvey loves saying God loves
God me. This. I want to thank God for this award. Without God, I'm nothing, blah, blah, blah.
I want to know where's Jesus.
Where Jesus at?
Where Jesus at?
Where Jesus at? The man that died for your sins.
I want to read this passage.
The sins of the wild.
I want to read this passage. Sean, how do I get saved? Cook True. I'm a son. I've done wrong. You know what I'm saying? How do I get saved? I want to read this from calm.org. Calm is a Christian Apologetic Research Ministry, a site that I love to read and do research on, CARM.org. And I want to read this passage that he says, because I think it's really, really on point with what we're saying. And really it shows you what salvation is. And I think it also will allow you to see what salvation is not. God loves you, but it don't mean you're saved and going to heaven. Mm. Here's what it is. It says, I ask you, are you a sinner? Have you ever lied, stolen, lusted, coveted, been angry with someone unjustly? That's all of us, all right? Have you ever offended God in any way? If so, then you've sinned. Your sin is against God because you have broken his law. Also, because he is infinite, your offense to him is infinite. You are not capable of appeasing an infinite God because you're a sinner. Mm. Nothing you can do will undo the damage caused by your sins. Mm. The Bible says that we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Right.
That means your sins have caused a separation between you and God. It's not the issue of God loves you. It's are you separated? And the result is death and wrath. Mm. The only way out is to be saved by faith in Christ. You must trust in what Jesus did on the cross to forgive you of your sins and not trust anything else, not even your own sincerity or works. Mm. Jesus is the one who died for the sins of the world. He is the only way to God the Father. He alone reveals God. He has all authority in heaven and earth. It is only through him that you can be saved from God's wrath. He can forgive you of your sin. He can remove the guilt that is upon your soul. Mm. Jesus can set you free from the bondage of sin that blinds your eye, weakens your soul, and brings you to despair. He can do this because he bore sin in his body on the cross, that those who trust in him will be saved. Mm. Jesus is the only one you need. Mm. If you are not a Christian and want to be delivered from the consequence of your sin, God loves you, but everything has a consequence, and your sin has a consequence, which is damnation, then come to the one who loves you. Come to the one who died for sinners. Turn from your sins. Turn from your sins. God loves you, but if you're not turning from your sins, then you are living in continual sin, which means you'll go to hell. Believe in Jesus. Receive Jesus, who is God in the flesh, who died and rose from the dead, as your Lord and Savior. Ask Jesus to forgive you, to come into your heart, and to wash you clean from your sins. Pray to Jesus. Seek him. Ask him to save you. He will. That's from calm.org. A lot of key things in there. There's a separation issue. There's an issue that God loves you, but he hates sin. And he will not allow sin into his presence. So you can't go to heaven by default just because of that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? God is the only one that can make you righteous. And so he loves you. But if you're not following him, if you're not obeying his commandments, if you're not receiving Jesus, you know what I'm saying, into your life. And when you receive something, that means that you actually work it out in your life.
Right.
If you're not doing that, then you are separate from God.
That's right.
The Bible says that if you love me, then you will obey me. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's simple as that.
That's right.
God loves me, but yeah, do you love him? Well, yeah, I love God. Yeah, I love God. And what's becoming big right now is the prosperity preaching is becoming big in the secular world.
Yeah.
Because you hear a lot of secular people talk about blessings. You hear a lot of secular people talking about God bless me with this and God bless me with that. So prosperity preaching is doing what it's doing, as ineffective as it is making the unsaved person thinking that he's saved because, you know, he got a radio show, he got a TV show, he's on American Idol. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But the reality is that Jesus came because of the sin separation.
Right. Sins of the world.
There's a sin separation.
Right.
And the only way to erase that sin, the only way to close that gap, is to come to Jesus.
That's right.
Right.
To receive Jesus, to pray to Jesus, to seek Jesus. You know what I'm saying? If the only time you say thank you, God, is during breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Or the 1st and the 15th, or the 15th and the 30th.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Or when you getting an award, or when you at church, but you're not really having a relationship.
Right.
Imagine if I only talked to you when I wanted something from you.
Mm. Right. Right.
Imagine if I only talked to you on Christmas and Easter.
Right.
Mm. Imagine if I only talked to you when there's a bunch of us together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if I'm by myself, if I'm in my car, then there's really no real relationship.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If I only hang out with a dude when we hanging out with 20 other people, then he's like an associate.
Right.
That's like, that's not my dog. Because every time I see him, we only hang out in like when the group is there.
Right.
But when the group is not there, a.k.a. church, then I don't really talk to him like that.
Right.
Only when we gather together.
Right.
Nah, man. He wants to hang out when the group is not there.
That's right.
He wants you to seek him. He wants you to talk to him. He wants you to receive him. He wants you to pray to him. And he wants you to obey him. Well, how can I obey him? He's invincible. The Bible.
Prayer.
Prayer.
Faith.
You know what I'm saying? Faith in God is saying, I believe what you've said.
That's right.
I believe you're real.
Right.
And I'm doing that.
That's right.
That's why they say faith is an action word.
That's right. And another thing is, don't talk to God when things are bad, when things are going wrong. What happened when things are doing when things are going good?
We talk less.
Yeah. We forget about God.
All day.
Soon as something bad happens, what's the first? Lord, have mercy. I need your help. Oh, Lord, God, I need you. Blah, blah, blah.
Eyes lighting candles.
If that's the only if that's the only time you talk to God is when you got fired from your job.
That's right.
Or your baby has a medical condition. Again, God's grace is sufficient. But at the end of the day, there is no real relationship with God. There is none. You know what I'm saying? And you're in danger of going to hell. And so don't walk around saying, don't judge me, don't judge me, don't judge me. The Bible says, you shall know them by their fruits. God, how I'm going to know them? By what they produce. So that means I have to look at you and make some kind of judgment. When God says don't judge me, what he means is I do not have the power to say you're going to heaven or hell.
Right.
A judge casts a sentence.
That's right.
So a judge says, you're free to go, case dismissed. Or a judge says you're sentenced to 20 to life. We don't have that ability. We can't do that. But what I can say is, you know what, you smoke 5-pack cigarettes a day, you might get lung cancer.
That's right.
Don't judge. I'm not judging. That's a fact.
That's a fact.
That's the truth. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
If you drink too much, you kill your brain cell.
You check the records.
Exactly. You might kill your liver or kidney or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You keep having unprotected sex, you might catch the head.
That's right.
Well, don't judge me. I ain't judging you.
That's the truth.
This is science. This ain't even the Bible.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? But the Bible does say some stuff. The Bible says that if you continually live in your sin, then you are separate and apart from God.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And you are in danger of hell.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Boy, you.
So.
Boy, I wish I don't want to say it because I might offend somebody, yo.
Say what? You offend somebody anyway.
Basically, I'm going to say it. I think some Christians, and I'm just keeping it funky.
Keep it funky. Funkified.
Sometimes people treat God like he a whore.
Okay.
Which means I'm going to use him, and then when I'm finished, I'm going to throw him away till I need him again.
Like a rubber.
Then I go use him, and I throw him away. Then I go use him, and I throw him away.
They treat God like a magnet.
Yeah, he get it. I get it from him, then I go away. Then I come back to him. Then I go away. Then I come back to him. It's going to be one time where he ain't going to answer your prayer.
Imagine if you had a friendship like that.
Yeah.
If I only called Cookie when I needed $20,
yep.
$10, I'm short, right?
Using me.
Right, and I'm using Cookie.
Yeah.
Using me.
What's going to happen on that 10th phone call?
Yeah.
Cookie going to hit ignore.
Yep.
And what are you going to say to his wife?
They ain't never Sean. Man, I ain't asking.
Man, that nigga Sean called me. Man, you know what he called me.
He wants some money.
The only reason he called me for because he want money.
Yep.
We do it to people all the time.
Ooh.
We do it to people all. Why? Why we do it to people all the time? Because what we say is their friendship is not genuine.
That's right.
They just went because they want something.
Dang!
Well, sir. Sorry.
So then that means you calling God, he ain't answering.
Well, sir.
Quiet on
and
the
set. And this time,
quiet on the
you
set.
You really, really, really need this
you
man.
Really need him. Quiet on the set.
Like the boy who cried wolf.
Quiet on the set. Mm. Get your buddied up with a wolf.
Boy.
Wow.
People want to hear this talk.
They want to hear.
They want to hear how I get a car, how I get a house. You
they
keep
wanna,
this. You
a shit about a Honda.
You keep this to them preachers. You keep listening to them preachers to my gear. You get a house and a car. See what happened to you.
Yep, and don't keep it funky with you.
That's right.
Walk around with gasoline drawers on.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't stand preachers like that. I'm sorry.
Nah, you get to my nerves. You know what I'm saying? You're despicable.
That's right.
You make me puke.
You just want more money.
Let me throw up a little bit inside my mouth.
Yeah.
So anyway. That's what it is, man.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
We sorry.
We sorry, but we not. You know what I'm saying? We saw y'all to get sun, but we not because we know y'all
thundered.
Hopefully y'all got thundered, and hopefully it leads to some salvation. And hopefully those that had questions about how do I get saved and God's love and His love is unconditional doesn't mean I'm saved. God's unconditional love means that He won't kill you right now.
That's right.
Because you've done something wrong. That means He gives you chance after chance after chance. And just like the prodigal son.
That's right.
The prodigal son disrespected his father, wanted his inheritance, basically saying, I wish you were dead, spent all the money, did all that type of stuff. And when the son came back home, and back in those days, men wore like the long robes they never ran.
That's right.
Running back in those days was not a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Men didn't do that. And it says when the father saw the son coming, he pulled up his robe and he ran towards
him. That's right.
He girded up his loins.
Girded up his loins. And that's what God does. God hates your sin, but when He sees you coming towards Him, because now you're closing the gap that sin caused. When He sees you coming towards Him, He's not ready to rail you out and whatever. You ask for forgiveness, He girds up your loins, He hugs you and says, come back in the house, cook this man a meal. And you're like, and you're going to be
like, nothing ever happened.
Like, nothing ever happened.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, nothing ever happened.
So that's what it is. But that was a good show.
Yeah.
That's a good show, man. I felt we had a couple of complications. You know what I'm saying? Because the devil
didn't want us to say
the
this.
The devil knew people's gonna get saved.
That's right.
Sucker. 757-325-9.
How many devils must get this? But they recognize they can't fool with this.
Got 99 problems, but the devil ain't one.
For sure.
757-325-9493. www.thehamsandwichshow.com, hamshow.tv. Thank y'all, ham viewers, for sticking with us through the little problems. Trust me, it won't happen again. Trust me.
Never that.
You know what I'm saying? If I gotta commit seppuku and kill myself.
Tune in next week.
You know what I'm saying? Tune in next week. We got another hot banger.
Another banger.
It's the kid Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy Shank Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy. You heard me?
And I am True Asia. And the quote of the day is, God loves you unconditionally. But if you are to be a follower of Christ, you must do just that. Turn away from your sins and follow Christ.
That's what it is. And we appreciate y'all listening to
What in a Ham Sandwich?
Peace.
Peace.